And now, back to the show. Here's Jen and Truda.
I've been typing things into Google, just random sentences that I start out, and I let Google finish it. The first thing that comes up is how we play Google Predicts.
Oh, fantastic. Oh, I love this game.
Brian and Shaylee will be guessing this morning.
I'm an awful guesser, too.
This should go well, then.
Yeah.
Oh, let's go to Christy and Shawnee. Good morning, Christy.
Good morning.
How are you doing today?
I'm great, thanks. How are you guys?
Doing well. If you should win, you'll get your choice, Janet Jackson, NASCAR, or Whiskey Fest tickets. Oh,
awesome.
Truda
what,
just looked
what
up at
this thing on TV. Is that a snake?
That's the biggest snake I've ever seen
that's
in my entire
life.
Is that a crocodile?
No, that's real. That's not here. That's
Is it really real?
I think it is. Yeah, I think that's when this guy found this ginormous snake that was about to kill them all, and then they ended up eating it. They ended up serving it.
The snake?
Oh, gross.
Yeah.
Well, yes, the snake, not the man.
Well, I didn't know. Snake's really big.
All right, we get distracted. I'm sorry, Christy.
Wow.
That's okay.
I just happened to see that over Shaylee's shoulder. I was like, wait, what?
Never have a TV on. All right. How many do you think Brian and Shaylee will get correct? They have 1 minute on the clock.
Go low, please.
I think three.
Three.
All
right.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
It's possible, guys. It's possible. I made some
you think
of these.
So?
I'm feeling, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Let's get 1 minute on the clock.
Oh, God.
All right.
You're going first, Truda.
What?
You're
I
going,
am?
Yep.
Oh, okay. Here we go. 60 seconds on the clock.
What time is the
game?
Expand on that.
The baseball game, the football game, the
I'll give you baseball
soccer.
Game. It was okay. Royals game. Yes.
Oh, wow. Yes.
Is it safe to eat?
Cow, pig, dog, cat, snakes, scorpions,
food
bugs,
that was left
bees.
Out.
Yes,
milk on the counter. Milk, cream, cupcakes. It's always safe for cupcakes. pass.
Okay. Is it okay to
wash your face? gosh, you think of something.
Is it okay to call your ex drunk? Is
oh,
it?
That's,
no,
that's not it. But that's
no.
a good one.
Is it okay to? I don't know.
Moving along. What's the best way to
skin a cat?
what?
I don't know. It's the
same. Best way to make cupcakes.
5 seconds.
Make cheesecake.
Okay, I can see where both
bake
of you live.
You were
now.
Just looking at cupcakes.
Best way to make cheesecake and best way to skin a cat? Is that what you're going with, Brian Truda?
It's just a saying. That's all I.
And I'm hungry.
Okay, let's go through these. It was
what's
what
that,
time?
Joey?
I thought the exact same thing.
What? Well, you
I don't
people.
Want to sit by you guys anymore.
Well,
I think this is how therapists say it starts, so to speak.
You get a true right, look into the mind of.
Yeah. What time is the Royals game? That was okay. The first one. I gave that to you. Uh-huh. Is it safe to eat raw eggs?
Oh.
Is it okay to drink distilled water? Who is Googling that? Why are you? Yes, drink it. What's the best way to?
Wait, but isn't that the water that you used to have for the iron? My parents
water?
Always had like a jug of distilled water, right? For
but
the
it's
iron.
Distilled water.
That's what you keep in the basement for if you go under attack, right? And then you need the water
I don't
to drink.
Know. What's I was just always thought
iron?
You shouldn't drink it.
You're busy skinning
it was
cats.
The iron water.
Just go back to your skinning cat world. What's the best way to clean copper? Was
clean copper
clean
the next
cow.
One.
Oh,
Christy, because that was a weird round of Google Predicts, we're giving you your choice. What would you like this morning?
I would love to see Janet Jackson.
Done. Sprint Center
awesome.
For you. Congratulations.
Yeah,
thank
good job.
Thank you so much.
Well, luckily you didn't have to play there because those are tough.
The last
Man,
one.
Google Predicts are tough.
Last one was what's the worst way, and it was to break up with someone.
Aww.
Oh, right?
There
Gosh,
you
I
go.
Was in no mindset at all to have any of those things, but
I'm staying 5 feet
glad,
from you
no,
at all times.
I'm glad that Joey thought the same thing
and
about the skinning
the cat.
Nowhere
near my cat.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Last night, one of our favorite shows made its last season premiere.
I just read the headline, The Middle is one of TV's most underrated gems.
That's true.
I agree, 100%.
What a great show.
It's on ABC on Tuesday nights at 7 o'clock. The one who plays Brick Heck is Mr. Atticus Schaefer. I believe we've got him on the phone.
I think we do here. Good morning.
I'm doing well. How are you?
Doing great.
Good morning. It's been a while since we talked to you.
It has been. I missed you guys.
Well, we should do this more often then.
Absolutely.
Now, are you up this early? Are you already on set?
No, you know what? Actually, I didn't have to be to set till later today. So I was able to actually get sleep. And I woke up. I work on farm time anyway. And then I'm just awake and I'm enjoying the morning in my house.
Fantastic. The Middle premiered last night for its ninth and final season. Oh, such a good episode.
Yes.
How's everything going? I've seen you've been posting a lot of pictures. Apparently there's a Halloween episode coming up. I'm very excited about that.
Yes. No, we are keeping with tradition. We are going to be having the holiday episodes, so Halloween, Thanksgiving, Christmas. We've been having a lot of fun. The unfortunate thing is, you know, we are blessed because we do know that this is the last year, so the writers are going to be able to arc it accordingly, and we're going to be able to end it the way we want to end it. But the unfortunate thing about that is now the whole season is one long goodbye.
Right.
So now, you know, every time there's an episode or a specific number of table read or whatever, we're always going, okay, so this is the first last blah, blah, blah. This is the last this. This is the last that. And everyone, you know, it's constantly an emotional roller coaster.
Man, you know, it is kind of even for us, too, as viewers, because as we've watched our other favorite shows premiere, watching last, you know, Modern Family and the different shows, mm-hmm. and they run the promo for yours, and they show Little Brick, and they show you at graduation, and it's like, oh, man, we've grown up with these shows as much as you guys have.
It's true. No, we've definitely all grown together over the course of the show, and that's actually partly why I do want to be posting the pictures that I am, and if ever there's anything interesting and I'm allowed to post it and show it, you know, I want to, because I want you guys as the fans to be experiencing what we're experiencing, and that way we can go through it all together, you know what I mean? And so, because we're all one big family in the end, so I think that's great.
How old were you when you started The Middle?
So for the first pilot, which actually had a completely different cast besides myself, I was 8 years old. And then a year and a half later, the creators of the show approached me and they said, hey, we would love to have you return for your character as Brick. We're getting another shot at the show. Would you be willing to do that? And I'm like, of course. Are you kidding me? I'm honored. But what I didn't know at that time, until about halfway through filming the new pilot with this cast, is that I was the only cast member to be brought back, and that was just a double blessing for me. Not only being able to be on a show like this, but to be the one that was requested back from the original. So I think that's great.
Wow, I don't think we ever knew that.
No,
you know, and that's the thing is you know, a lot of times when pilots get made, this is very unique because typically it'll be, okay, you get a shot. No, we can't do it. Okay, and then it gets forgotten. But this, it is a show that did get picked up, and it got picked up because it got a second chance. And so that's one of those little unknown factoids. I still have my copy of the original pilot, and of course my mom loves it because that's when I was really, really little, all tiny. So,
are there any names we would recognize that were on the original?
Well, Ricky Lake played Frankie.
Wow.
Is that
okay.
Right? Oh, my gosh.
Yes. Huh. Yeah.
Look at this. Interesting. But I love Patricia Heaton. I love Neil Flynn. I mean, great cast that they ended up putting together.
Oh, absolutely. You know, and that's the thing is now that the show has been on for 9 years and it's with this cast, obviously you kind of get to the point where you can't really imagine it without them. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But at the time, you know, it was still me being in this industry has been an adventure, and it's been a learning experience because my mom and I, we did not do research on the industry before me coming into the industry. And so everything that I did, every new job I got was always a learning experience. So even back then with the original pilot, I wasn't sitting here going, oh, is this going to work or not? I was just going, wow, this is such an adventure. And wow, I didn't realize that this is what this entails and et cetera, et cetera. So.
We're talking with Atticus Schaefer, of course, our buddy from The Middle. And how long are you going to be shooting then? When is all of this going to wrap up for you?
We started filming in August, and we are going to complete filming in March.
Okay, so you have some time yet.
Yes. Oh, yes. No, that's why I was saying it's this long goodbye, but we still have all this time to really feel it out, come to terms with it.
So besides The Middle and all this TV stuff, what do you nerd out over? Are you into video games? Do you watch football? What's your thing?
Oh, I am a huge, as you said, I love that term, nerding out. I nerd out over video games. I'm a big movie nerd and television nerd. Not as much as a television nerd as I am a more of a movie nerd. But I'm big onto The Walking Dead, huge gamer. I love my history. I love studying history and understanding, you know, where we've come from. I'm huge into that stuff, so.
What do you want to do after the middle ends? Is there something that you want to do? A project you'd like to work on? Another show you'd like to appear on?
Well, always, of course. I will never stop saying until it goes off the air, I would love to be on The Walking Dead. However, I'm not sure if they're casting hobbits at this time. So, to get away from that, I actually am already working on some things for when the show ends. You know, that's the thing about being in this industry. I relate it to we are very nomadic people as actors, and I also want to get into directing and writing and producing. So we are moving from job to job. And when you get a show like this where you have solid work for a long span of time, that's a huge blessing. But I'm already working on where I want to go from here. I am in the infancy stages of a new animation project. It's going to be a series that I'm not only going to be in on an actor level, but also in a creative level. And then I'm also working on some projects of my own. I'm starting to say, okay, what's something feasible I can do from one of these ideas? And then I'm really wanting to get thoughts on paper and then start production on them when this show is over.
Well, if you guys have any big, like, I don't know, any more graduation scenes, any big finales where you need people to come in and cry as extras, Brian and I have got this.
Definitely, yes.
Excellent.
We're
in
there.
In fact, I'll be
excellent.
In California in March, so
yeah.
You know what? That's perfect.
You
we'll
just
come
let
on down.
Yep. Know when and where. We're in.
You've got it. I'll put in the passes for you guys.
Perfect.
Come on down. We'll hang out. I'll show you my favorite hangout, Crafty.
Sweet.
It's amazing.
It'll be good. We'll make a day of it.
Perfect.
Yeah, there we go. Perfect. That's awesome. Can you give us any insight into what this season does bring for the family?
Okay, so it's interesting. I'm seeing certain things as the writers are writing that I do know will eventually lead to the end. And so I'm not going to say those things. However, what I like about the show is that we do have growth in some ways, but they're real ways as the characters grow. Brick, specifically, he's wanting to be able to explore not only himself, but he's wanting to be able to see what's out there for him in terms of a social scene and also in who he is as a person. So I'm excited to see how they arc that. And then, of course, the family is still growing as the family. Axel comes back from Europe and he gets to tell tales of that. And Sue is trying to figure out who she is now that she's getting advanced in college. And as I said, Brick is growing as he's going into his second year of high school. So it's going to be really good. I've loved being able to work on these episodes. And I think especially the feedback I'm getting as I post pictures and everything, you guys are going to really like it too. So I'm excited to see how it pans out.
Well, congratulations on 9 seasons. That's huge. And best of luck with this final season. We're excited to watch.
Thank you guys so much.
All right, Atticus, we'll take care and have a great day. And I'm sure we'll talk to you before all of this wraps up for one last look back.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you guys so much.
And hey, March 10th, we're touching down in L.A., so I'll be there.
Excellent.
Have craft
excellent.
Services March ready.
10th. Passes are in for you guys.
You better tell craft services that Tsunami Truda is about to land. So there we go.
Excellent. I like that. Challenge accepted. They'll appreciate that.
All right, buddy. Thanks again so much and take care. We'll talk soon.
Absolutely. You guys too. God bless you.
Bye-bye.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Trudeau.
So I've been teasing it. It may or may not happen, but NSYNC may be reuniting for the Super Bowl. So they caught up with Joey Fatone in an airport, and they asked him, could there be a reunion?
We've done Super Bowl before. It's one of those things, just like we did the MTV Awards. It's like, you know what, if something has to do it, then, you know, if it's right, we'll do it. If everybody can't do it, then we don't do it. It's pretty simple.
And it makes sense because Justin Timberlake is supposedly going to do it. It's not been confirmed by the NFL or Justin yet.
I could see them as Justin's the big headliner, and then they bring up the rest of NSYNC, because, you know, to just do a song or two for fun.
Right.
Because they always include more than just one person, usually.
I will lose my mind.
And what, Britney already wants a piece of that too, right?
Of course she does.
Of Justin or the...
Well, I mean, she wants in on the Super Bowl.
Yeah, yeah. That would be amazing.
Which, that was the halftime show that I saw back when all the NSYNC kids were running around the Playboy party.
Oh, really? You were actually there.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, they were there. They were there as well, but they were in a different area than I was able to get into even. So.
And they were like 17 at the time.
Yeah. Well, and girls are running around like, I'm in room 321. And they're like, okay, whatever.
And you're trying to pick up the leftovers.
And I was like, hey, did I tell you I'm with the band?
I'm the sixth member of NSYNC.
Hardly.
The only problem was they had put us at a hotel like 20 miles outside of Tampa because we were nobodies. So I'm like, so come on back to the Best Western in not Tampa.
There's nothing hotter than a guy saying that.
That's right.
Hardly.
He still had an actual key. It wasn't even a swipe card. It's an old school motel. He's trying to toss the keys.
Oh, geez.
It's attached to a cinder block. It was great. It's one of those fantastic hotels.
I'll leave you with that thought.
Hey, we're at the Stick It In down in Fort Myers.
Oh, my God.
Like, we're not even close to Tampa. It was crazy.
Oh, my. So, Kim Cattrall is reigniting her feud with Sarah Jessica Parker, and she made it clear she is not besties with anyone else in the cast. She said, they all have children, and I'm 10 years older, and since specifically the series ended, are you okay?
I'm opening a hotel called the Stick It In.
Never heard that before?
Well, I had neither, but I don't think it's that funny.
Oh, well, thanks.
Sorry. Anyway, back to what I was saying. She said, I've been spending most of my time outside New York, so I don't see them. The common ground was the series, and the series is over. She said no one's from the cast has talked to her, picked up the phone, said, how's it going? So that's not what happened. It feels like a toxic relationship. Jen, are you okay?
Oh, that's funny. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Okay. She said, me playing her, I can assure you, will never happen. For me, it's over. It's over with no regrets. I just wish Sarah had been nicer. Shots fired. That. Are you okay? Give me a minute.
We used to go to a bar called the Chip Inn. I thought that was good.
Oh, that's
not
good.
Nearly
yeah,
as good
yeah,
as
no.
the...
I'm surprised that hasn't happened.
Yeah. Guests of the show stay at the Stick It In.
So coinciding with her seventh studio album, Beautiful Trauma, Pink is giving fans an up-close and personal view of her life in a short film called On the Record Pink, Beautiful Trauma, which is going to be available on October 13th on Apple Music, which is also the same day tickets go on sale for her show here at Sprint Center. And she talks about her life, reflecting on her career, before and after marriage with the kids, all kinds of stuff, and trying to keep up with work and the kids' needs. Her kids are 6 and 9 months. She explains how you're in the studio, you
Can
write...
Can you stop talking now? I'm done. Oh. I'm excited that Pink's coming. I don't care about
yeah,
her
Pink's
kids.
Coming. But she said, with this new album, you write songs, you run them by people all over the country, go to a photo shoot, then a video shoot, then dance rehearsals, saying putting a new album together and tour is a really lengthy process. Then you're on a festival tour at the same time over here, and you're getting ready for your tour, so rehearsals are everywhere, and
are
then
you
your
just
6-year-old...
reading the transcript of the documentary?
No. Then your 6-year-old... has surf camp, and your 8-year-old has a vaccination, and then your album comes out.
I'm just excited she's coming, because it's going to be a big show.
Pink is going to be huge.
Thank you.
You're a mess. Go to the Stick It In and calm down. That's your all access.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
People try to put us to down.
Talking about my generation.
Just because we get around.
It's time to play Gen X versus Millennial.
We have Shaylee, our Millennial.
We need a Gen Xer to face off against her in a battle of questions she won't know the answers to.
That hurts. I know some of them.
Lisa in Blue Springs, you are that person today. Hello, Lisa.
Good morning.
Lisa, would you like to say what year you were born in?
I was born in 1976.
Aha. Good year. All right. Do you know how this works?
I've heard it one other time.
Okay, so I'm going to ask you questions that typically a millennial would know, and I'm going to ask her questions that typically a Gen Xer. We'll go vice versa with each other's generations and see who can get them right, okay?
And then Shaylee won't know it, and you'll win, and that's how it's going to go.
Okay.
I don't feel the love here.
We'll start with you, Shaylee. What 1980 movie stars Brooke Shields as one of two young children marooned on a tropical island? She was only 14 at the time this was filmed. This was huge.
Yeah.
Huge. Brooke Shields, big star, two young children marooned on a tropical island.
I didn't even know she was in a movie.
She had to cover her girly bits with her long hair.
Wait, you didn't know Brooke Shields was in a movie?
No, what? I knew she was a model and everything, but I didn't know she was in a movie.
Oh, my. I'm guessing you don't know
I
the
don't
titles.
Know this.
Not
I have
know
no
this,
idea.
Then. I guess we...
Lisa for the steal?
I think it's the Blue Lagoon.
It is the Blue Lagoon, of course.
There you go. Huh.
Yes. 1,000 points
I've
on the
steal.
I've
never even heard of that.
You've never heard of the Blue
Lagoon?
Well,
then they made what? Return to the Blue Lagoon?
Yep.
That was actually a thing?
We're going to go up and look her catalog up for you, Shaylee. Lisa, for your question, what is the name of Ross's pet monkey on Friends?
Oh, my God. I know this. I can't think of it.
Marlo? Oh, you're so close. Shaylee, can you steal?
Marcel.
It was Marcel.
Oh!
That's the worst when you know it and
you can't
say it. Oh, 0.08 points for Shaylee. Over to you for your question. Shaylee, who is the host of Star Search? This was our version, if you've never heard of it, of America's Got Talent or American Idol. That was our version back in the day, Star Search. Mm-hmm. Who hosted it? Any guesses?
It was a guy.
That is correct. Uh-huh. You are halfway there.
Here's Johnny.
Johnny Carson.
Okay.
Oh.
Over to Lisa for the steal. Lisa, who is the host of Star Search?
Oh, my God. It was Edward something.
Yes.
I cannot think of it. It was Johnny Carson. It stand next to him, and I cannot. Oh, my God.
Yeah. It was Ed McMahon.
Yeah. Oh,
well, why'd you play Johnny?
Because that's him
because
introducing
this is
Johnny.
Ed Here's Johnny.
That's Ed McMahon. Oh. His sidekick.
Well, that's cheap.
Mm-hmm. That's not cheap.
Lisa.
All right, so Lisa gets 4.25 stars.
Yes.
And the challenger, Shaylee, only gets 1 star. Sorry.
What does that mean?
All right, Lisa.
You had to watch Star Search, man.
Okay.
Even before she was the star of the Disney Channel's Wizards of Waverly Place, what current pop star began her career in 2002 on Barney and Friends?
Selena Gomez.
Yes.
All
boom.
Right.
Look at you. Well, you just were all over that.
I have kids.
Well, and because of that, we're going to send you out to Whiskey Fest and do a little whiskey tasting, enjoy some live music, those food trucks. It's all going on out in Gladstone this Saturday.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you. Congratulations.
Man, Ed McMahon.
That's
Publishers Clearinghouse.
That's how we got Christina Aguilera. That's Backstreet Boys were on Star Search way back in the day. Huh.
Look at all the comedians that came out of there, too.
Bill Engvall, he was on there. Yeah.
Right?
Blue-collar comedy guy, yeah.
Was Timberlake not on there at one
point?
No,
he was on. I don't think so.
No, he did when he was a kid, and then he did Mickey Mouse Club.
All right.
Yep.
Yeah, I see a lot of people went through that. America's Got Talent, that's about right, because you could do comedy. They had spokesmodels.
Yep.
The whole shebang. It was great.
It's so funny, because I just talked to this young girl who I think is 22, 23, and she goes, I just discovered Friends. I found Friends on, I don't know if it's Netflix, Hulu,
Netflix,
whatever.
Yeah.
And she's like, I just started it. It's so good. I'm obsessed with Friends. And I'm like, oh, I remember when that came out when I was in high school. Yeah.
I do love that show.
It crosses all generations.
Yep.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Nerding out over Bruno Mars, are you?
Maybe. I would nerd out over Bruno Mars. Actually, I was supposed to conduct an interview yesterday with a potential employee. We instead ended up nerding out about another radio show for 45 minutes.
Oh, the one in L.A.?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a good one.
Like, wait, you know Kevin and Bean? Oh, my gosh. It was amazing.
What?
You were fangirling, weren't you?
I was, yeah.
What do you nerd out over? 816-576-7102. This one texted, love nerding out over bagpipes. Bagpipes. That's fantastic. Thomas from Blue Springs said, Christmas, complete nerd. Hurry up and start playing Christmas music.
Yes. Oh, that's you guys.
Yeah, that was us. That was my text, actually.
We also got art supplies, Grey's Anatomy, running, and Netflix. Mm-hmm. We nerd out over all kinds of things here on the text line.
All right, 816-576-7102. We'll start on the phones here. Let's check in with our friend Laura. Laura, what do you nerd out on?
As you guys probably know, I nerd out over everything. Literally everything. There's probably not enough time to talk about everything.
What's the big one?
Probably Harry Potter.
Oh, okay.
And board games.
Uh-huh. So if somebody walks up to you, you're sitting in a coffee shop, and they see that you're reading Harry Potter, how long would you sit and discuss this with them?
Probably hours. That's actually how I met my best friend.
Really?
Yeah, the very first Harry Potter movie came out when we were in middle school, and she had just started, so we started talking about it, and 16 years later, we've been friends.
Oh, that's awesome.
How about that?
Still nerding out over it together. It's fantastic.
Yes, because the movies still keep coming out.
Yep.
Yeah, they won't.
It'll never die.
That's true.
Thanks for the call,
Laura. All right,
Laura,
thank you. In the next, Michelle, what is it that you nerd out over?
I nerd out over going to concerts. I love them. I'm obsessed. They don't even have to be big names. I just love going to them.
What are the big concerts you've gone to this year?
I went to see The Weeknd. I went to see Luke Bryan, and I saw Kenny Chesney last year. Just love going. So fun.
Some good ones. Mm-hmm. What's the very best in your entire life, best show that stands out?
The very best was probably Kenny Chesney. It was just so fun.
And that was at Arrowhead?
Yeah,
that was
amazing.
Huge.
Yeah, it was awesome. He puts on a really good show.
Good call.
He really does.
Yeah.
We have a lot of concert tickets to give away. We're giving away Pink tickets, Sam Smith, we gave away a little bit ago, Janet Jackson.
And we're not even into 2018 yet.
No.
There's a ton more coming.
Yeah. I know.
Lauren, you still there?
I am.
All right. So is this the TV show or the place that you nerd out over?
It would be the TV show on Netflix, Bates Motel. Oh, my God. My girlfriend and I, we plan our night around watching it. Total nerds about it.
No, I don't know anything about this. I can assume what it's about, but tell me, what is it about?
Well, it's about, of course, it's about the book and the play and the movie, the old movie. But they just take it to a new level that makes it so fun and interesting. And just once you start watching, you can't stop.
And how many episodes or seasons are there?
I think they've only done, I want to say, 3 or 4 seasons.
Oh.
And I don't know, honestly, if they're going to do any more. I hope they do.
Yeah.
But, we've watched them a couple of times. So we're as far as we can get now, and we'll see what happens.
Is it scary enough Halloween watching?
Yeah, there's moments. It's not a slasher. It's more... suspenseful, like the original movie was.
Yeah.
Where you just never know what knife is going to come from where, or or what's going to make you jump, and it's fun.
Yeah. Ah, there you go. That's awesome. All right, man. Hey, thanks a lot for the call. Appreciate it. Paul, real quick in KCK, what is it you nerd out over?
NASCAR drivers.
NASCAR, yes.
This is your time.
Yeah, this is your Christmas now. Who are your favorites?
Oh, absolutely.
Who are the big ones for you?
Oh, got to be the leader, Martin Truex. He always puts on a hard race. There's a couple others that I just don't like that are up there close to. But
who do you hate? Let's get down and dirty. Who do you not like?
Kyle Busch.
The old standard. There you go. You know what? You were the 12th call or text we got on this, so you actually get your choice. You can win NASCAR tickets, or you can win Janet Jackson tickets. I feel like I know what you're going to say.
Janet, clearly.
I think you're right. I'm going to go with the NASCAR.
Yeah, there you go.
You
All
got
right.
tickets.
Good job. Nice.
We're going to throw in the Cars 3 download for you as well.
All right. I do want to give Heather from Olathe something, because I purposely held her out to the very bitter end here.
Okay.
Because, Heather, what is it that you nerd out over that I know a lot of people either shy away from or can't get enough of?
I love watching pimple popping videos.
That is so true to his thing.
Yes.
Ooh, is it?
I love it. If I'm trying to get to sleep at night and I can't fall asleep, I turn them on.
Oh.
I entertain myself. I flip through them. I have my favorites. It's
Stop it! You have your favorites.
Your favorite. You have like the greatest hits of pimple popping videos.
Ew.
Yeah.
So what would it be like? What's the worst? Because they have like the blackheads, or they have where the guy pops like the big cyst on his back.
Ew.
Like what? What is your?
Well, like the grossest one that I've seen here recently has been on like a big boil on a horse's butt.
What? Now, do you work in the medical field or anything?
I do. I'm a nurse.
Okay, see, that makes more sense to me.
Thank goodness.
Yeah.
I also nerd out on Downton Abbey, so, you know, I have my normal things.
Now, see, you are sucking up to Brian all over the place.
Exactly right.
Oh, really?
So can we give you Janet Jackson tickets? What do you want?
Oh, heck yeah.
Okay, give her some Janet tickets.
Yeah, right. I'm glad you didn't say, I work in food service. Have that pimple popping video. Nice.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
Jen, we well know October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. We are very pleased to always partner with Susan G. Komen of Greater Kansas City. And our buddy Michael from Komen is here with us because this is also a very, very big week from him. Not sure how he's sleeping at all, but of course, it is Race for the Cure week. And Michael, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, guys. Happy to be here. And you're exactly right. It's a busy time. We thought we'd have a couple events going out at once. Why not?
Oh, sure. Why? Yeah, just to put all the plates in the air at one time, right?
Certainly.
So there are a lot of changes to Race for the Cure this year that are good things for you guys, but explain to us what's going to happen this weekend.
So certainly, we went into the planning stages thinking this needs to be more than a race, more than just a 5K. Make it a family event, make it a celebration, make it a good time for everybody involved. So we added some really exciting pieces for kids. We've got a great inflatable park for kids to come out. We've got loads of food trucks, loads of food vendors in general. Because we've moved the race to the afternoon into the evening, we have a glow focus on our event. We've got glow sticks, glow bracelets. We've got glow shoelaces. There's probably a lot more that I'm forgetting. We really wanted to change it up to make it more memorable and really make it more than race. And so we're excited about the shift. It's now on a Saturday afternoon, October 7th. Our park opens up at 3:00. We're at Black and Veatch on 114th and Lamar. Brand new race course, loads of free parking. We're really excited about what's coming up.
I was going to say a lot of stuff has changed about this. It's a very cool, seems like a different vibe to the event overall, which is fantastic. But, you know, we've been through with you guys throughout the years, Union Station, downtown, early morning, all different kinds of stuff. I think this will be a lot more accessible to many people as well.
I agree. We really listen to our supporters' feedback and talking about the parking situation and the early morning hours, as you mentioned. And obviously for staff and volunteers, it's a benefit to have a decent night's sleep prior to a major event. You know, we're competing with 5,000 other nonprofits in Kansas City, all worthwhile causes, another 100 plus 5Ks. We wanted to really kick it up a notch. And like I said before, make it a celebration, an event that you can come out and celebrate in the afternoon into the evening with your family. We have a post-event concert to keep people around to enjoy themselves into the night. So we're hoping that the response from people so far will continue throughout this week of registration into our event Saturday night.
Well, and I love that you make it family friendly, because to me, one of the most important aspects of it is bringing, I have two daughters and they're 9 and 7. I love to bring them and explain to them why we are there, why we are here helping, who are we helping, and to make it kid friendly makes it easier than just, hey, get up, we're going to go run.
Exactly. You know, we're a very charitable town, Kansas City, and to be able to bring that family aspect into it, like you, I have daughters of my own, and they're always wondering why daddy's not home or what daddy's working on. I can now bring them out. They can have a great time. They like their food trucks. They like spending mommy and daddy's money. They're excited about the inflatables, the face painting. We've got fire trucks and ambulances for them to play with there as well. And we figured that kids aren't going to come by themselves. They're going to want mom and dad to come as well. So it really does make it a lot more fun. And certainly if you can help educate them as to the good they're doing at the same time, hopefully it's a win for everybody.
So Michael, Komen has a very ambitious and big goal overall over the next few years to decrease deaths from breast cancer by 50% and more, I mean, if you can. So what does Race for the Cure do to help advance that? Where does the money go that people raise for Race for the Cure? Just kind of help us put a face on that, if you can.
Certainly. So first and foremost, we're a breast cancer foundation. We raise money throughout the year at different events like Race for the Cure and then grant it back out to local organizations here in the Kansas City community. We want to raise the money locally and keep the majority of it here locally as well. 75% of what we raise stays here in the greater Kansas City area. Programs at the University of Kansas, Samuel Rogers Health Center, Truman Medical Center, Cancer Action, they get the support from the funds that we raise each year. 25% of what we raise each year goes into our national research grant program. For example, KU, I believe, has received a little over $10 million in the past 10 to 15 years for research to find out what causes breast cancer, why breast cancer spreads, things of that nature. And so we're really excited to be able to hold our signature event, raise great money, critical funds that are needed for people that may not have insurance, may not have full coverage. The average cost in the greater Kansas City community for a mammogram or a clinical breast exam is $218. And so we use that number a lot. For every $218 we raise, we know we can help somebody with a life-saving procedure. And so that really is our focus for what we do. We want to have more survivors. We want to have people living longer. We want to get to a point where this is a treatable, livable disease and people aren't dying every day from breast cancer. The staggering statistic is that every day in the greater Kansas City community, four women are diagnosed with breast cancer every single day of the year. And many of them have insurance, which is great. If breast cancer is caught early, they've got a very good likelihood of surviving it. But many people don't have insurance. And so the more we can do to help provide that education, that awareness, that screening, that treatment, and also help on the research side, we feel that we're going to get to our big, bold goal of reducing breast cancer mortality.
I read yesterday that this is a crazy statistic, but thanks to your efforts, 322,600 deaths have been avoided because of research and awareness. However, one in eight females have a lifetime risk of being diagnosed still. And so, you know, what you guys do is amazing to help to lower that.
It's interesting. We've made tremendous progress, but as an organization, both locally and nationally and globally, as large as ours, we haven't crossed the finish line yet, to use a race analogy.
Yeah, sure.
We've made a lot of progress. If breast cancer is caught before it spreads, there's a 99.9% chance of survival, which is spectacular. And that is up significantly over the past 30 years. And Komen has had a great part in making that happen. And we are one of many great organizations out there. We don't do it alone. We need the support of the local community supporting us, as well as all of the great organizations out there that are working to end this disease forever.
Well, an actress, Julia Louis-Dreyfus, just came out and announced that she has breast cancer. And the way she did her announcement was that one in eight women will have breast cancer. Today it was me. And I thought that that was a great way to announce it, because it was just a great reminder that, yep, today it was her. Famous actress, doesn't matter. Doesn't matter who you are, tomorrow it might be me.
Yeah, when I saw the tweet, I had to stop and look at it a few times to make sure that it wasn't comedy, knowing what she's known best for. And it's sobering because, like Brian was saying, one in eight women, you know, your greatest risk factors are being a female and getting older, which nobody can get away from if you're a woman.
Yep.
And it's a challenge. And, you know, I have a wife, I have a mother, I have a sister, I have daughters. I don't want anyone to ever have to go through this, especially my family. So the more that we can do to help educate people. And so when she puts her information out as a famous celebrity, we retweet that. We repost her information because we want to spread that news. I'm less concerned about who cures breast cancer, more concerned that someone does finally cure breast cancer.
Yeah.
So you've got race coming up. You have Breast Cancer Awareness Month. What else could you possibly pack into October? What is still on the horizon for you guys?
We don't like to have a boring week ever. So because it is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, we have all kinds of great education and awareness going out through our social media channels on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram. We have all kinds of fundraising events with groups that are doing things for us to support Susan G. Komen. A great example, the Kansas Lottery 300 is coming up on the 21st of October. The number 24 card, Dylan Lupton, is partnering with us for a great prize package. One lucky survivor will sit in the pit with their team during the race. There's hats, shirts, giveaways from their race team. They're also completely rewrapping their car in black and pink with a running ribbon on it as well.
Great.
And part of our contest with them is going to be that the first 100 survivors to share their story with us get to autograph the ribbon on his car.
So
one
cool.
survivor will have their name engraved on the inside of his car as well. So they're really ramping up their partnership with Komen. There's a donation component as well where they're matching gifts to Komen. So we're excited to launch that this afternoon at noon. That'll be on our website at KomenKansasCity.org. But there's really a lot of great stuff. You know, because we do this all year long, we're really excited about October. Most people don't think about it really until October, so there's a lot of fundraising efforts going on, a full calendar on our website as well. Once we get through race, there's a lot more stuff happening we'll be promoting, but really our focus right now is Race for the Cure. And as you mentioned, or as we were talking about earlier, Charlie Hustle is once again partnering with us on a great limited edition line this year. They've got three new T-shirts, two hats, and a great pair of socks that they've produced, and they are selling, and from what I understand, selling well. We haven't got the crazy email yet saying, hey, why are they out of stock yet, which is good or bad, depending on how you look at it. But no, we're excited to partner with them. Again, another great local organization partnering with us to really help the people here in our community. Chase and Holly and Katie and the team over there have done an amazing job. There's a great shot of a guy named Drew Butera on our Instagram page wearing one of our shirts. I don't know. I can't say if he'll be involved in a campaign later or not. We've got some videos coming up as well. So it really is a fun time of the year. And, you know, I was joking that we don't like a boring week around our office. We really don't. It's a very busy month. And once we get done with this month, we've got a few more things up our sleeve to announce next month.
That's great. These shirts, by the way, are unbelievable. We still love last year's shirts, which I wear everywhere and still get questions about. And where'd you get that shirt? That's
excellent.
Awesome. And so these, now just the new edition of it, it feels great.
Very soft. And if you're not familiar with Charlie Hustle, it's the one, this t-shirt that we have here is like a charcoal gray, and then it has the pink heart with a white KC on it. Oh, these are so good.
My kids have already taken mine and tried to sleep in them, which I have to take back so it doesn't end up, you know, in a laundry pile somewhere outside of my my accessibility. But no, it's a great group. We raised about $25,000 from them this past year, and we're excited to surpass that this year.
And they have all that on the Charlie Hustle website?
Correct.
Okay, perfect.
Okay. Michael, all the best for a race for the cure this weekend and for Breast Cancer Awareness Month beyond. Again, the website and everything, people want more information. They want to know what you're doing, where to go, all that good stuff.
ComanKansasCity.org is the place to be. It has information on race, Charlie Hustle, the NASCAR contest, everything you want to know.
Excellent. Thank you so much, and best wishes this month.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.